the amygdala is kind of like a light switch inside the middle of your brain. And
it's something physical. It's there.
It's a physical, we like to call it the master brain click switch, because what it does, it either clicks on this reptilian fight or flight reaction, or it allows the most advanced part of your brain to compute advanced brain processing.
And what's it look like again, Neil?
It looks like a walnut, actually. If we get the word almond, amygdala.
It's about that size, too?
Yeah, it's about the size of the tip of your thumb, and it looks like a little wrinkly almond portion. And if you go to my website, we actually have a picture of a real amygdala in a cross-section of a brain now. If people take the link from your page, they'll
Does it ever malfunction?
Oh, yes.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah, sure. Okay. Sure. People who fly into... we've seen damaged brains with amygdalas that are damaged, and people lose control of their emotions. People who are not able to exercise any type of control over their emotions can have damaged amygdalas.
Is this clicking, first of all, natural, back and forth, this switch clicking of the amygdala?
Yes.
It is. So what you're saying is you could control... the clicking.
Absolutely. You can consciously control the amygdala so that you click it backwards when you want to be
that
in
is
reptile
interesting.
Brain.
So like when you say, I'm lifting my left hand and I'm waving it and my fingers all move, you're saying we can train ourselves to do the same thing with the amygdala.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. But you got to know how the brain is connected. You see, you've got to be able to know when you're clicked forward.
And what purpose it would, if you click it, why are you clicking it?
That's right. Well, the amygdala sits right in the middle of the limbic system, the emotional mammal part of the brain. So it's very interesting. It indicates through your emotion tells you which way your amygdala is clicking. Okay? Now think about times when you're very...
And it clicks two ways, I guess, right?
Well, it clicks. It's more like the thermostat. It's more like a rheostat.
Okay.
There's
infinite number of ways.
Right.
Okay.
You can be clicked backwards just a little bit into defensive behavior, right?
Right. Or a lot.
Or you can be clicked. You know, if you're, let's say, in a battle, you'll be all the way clicked backwards.
Okay.
Now think about when you are extremely competitive, when you're extremely worried about survival, okay? When you're engaged in reptilian types of activities, you tend to experience negative emotions because that's the nature of competitive consciousness, right? We're not talking about a friendly baseball game, okay? We're talking about somebody who's, you know, trying to kill you, okay? That would be an extreme example of being clicked all the way backwards.
Is that why sometimes, though, some people going into a tense situation are cool, calm, and collected? Because somehow they've had an ability, maybe they didn't even know they were doing this, but they've clicked their amygdala, and whatever it's supposed to work is working for them.
That's right. The best reptile is the one who's got a lot of frontal lobes turned on at the same time.
Exactly.
Right? That's a person who's using their whole brain. You know, they're smart enough not to walk in front of a Mack truck, okay? But, the best football player is the one who can really plan ahead, who's got the best strategy.
And he's ready for anything.
Yeah. Just brute force is not going to, is only going to work for a few seconds.
Right.
If you're a human brain, you got to use your whole brain. But if you're clicked backwards, you know, educators call it downshifting. When you're clicked backwards into fear and competition, your success goes down. If we were to measure success and achievement, the more you're clicked backwards into this competitive reptilian types of me, consciousness, the less successful you are.
When you first wake up, where's your amygdala clicked?
Ah, that's a very interesting question. Think about when you're in sleep. We were talking before about what sleep is for,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay. When you get into bed at night and you're relaxed and you fall asleep, can you fall asleep when when you're really angry
and thinking,
or if you're really
no,
fearful?
You can't do that.
You can't do it.
When you toss, sleeping, you turn.
You have to click forward into a cooperative state of mind where you feel safe. Okay? Your defense system is down.
All right.
Okay? You've laid yourself, you've actually taken off all your mental and body armor. You've taken the suit of armor off, all the defensive behaviors and processes. They're all shut down, okay? You've clicked forward. Now, when you wake up in the morning, all those defenses are still on hold. You know, I mean, unless you pop out of bed and you've got your fist up ready to fight.
You're ready to roll, yeah.
You're ready to roll. So what's really interesting is that short period of time between dream state, okay,
mm-hmm.
where your defenses are down, you've clicked forward. You're open to all this receptive types of information to come in. We call this morning pre-consciousness. And that's when your ESP is really at its height, because the thing that blocks the ESP in the paranormal is the reptilian is having an overactive reptilian brain.
Too much. Okay.
Think about, again, when we think about reptiles, they're not social, right?
Right.
Well, what is ESP? ESP is communicating with the universe.
Sure.
It's communicating with everybody. So doesn't that make sense that if you're in your reptilian mode, your ESP is going to be completely shut down?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So what you can do is consciously direct your brain functions away from these reptilian me, fight or flight survival.
So what are you thinking? Move the amygdala forward, backward, click yes?
Lots of ways to do it, okay? Just a simple visualization that you've got two little almonds in your head, okay? And we've talked about this all the time. You can visualize that you're tickling those almonds with a feather. And just that mere visualization makes that amygdala click forward to visualize.
Automatically.
To visualize anything with your abstract mind requires frontal lobes processes, right? It's kind of interesting.
Right. How long does it stay clicked in?
It depends on that cultural conditioning and what you've learned from your parents, teachers, and people.
How do you know if it has clicked out?
Your emotional feedback. Follow? Because when you're clicked forward into love, cooperation, imagination,
intuitiveness,
right?
play,
even if you only do it at the level of mammal brain function, okay? We talked about mammals play, right? Reptiles don't play. Mammals experience pleasure. Reptiles they don't experience emotion.
So what I have experienced, Neil, and I've talked about this on the show, and we haven't put a biological finger to it, that there seems to be so much bitterness and hatred going on this planet lately.
Yeah.
In tension. My thought then is that most of these people's amygdalas haven't clicked in yet. Is that possible?
Oh, it's not possible. I mean, it's a certainty. It's a certainty. So let's go back to how do you make it click forward? Well, you start with yourself, and then it's contagious. Well, if your amygdala is clicked forward, it's like a smile, right? If you smile at somebody, they can almost not help themselves and smile back at you.